At the top of the low hill overlooking the narrow trail cutting through the rainforest, Nils Vanderhausen wondered why anyone would choose to build a village in such a place. He understood why settlements and cities sprang up along coastlines or on the banks of a river, but he could not fathom what madness possessed people to hack out an existence in the middle of the jungle, miles from the nearest road. Village was too generous a term for this collection of huts that occupied the small clearing. It was a 5-mile walk to the nearest road and 2 miles from St. Paul River. There were dozens more just like it scattered throughout the river valley, hundreds even. The government in Monrovia was vaguely aware of their existence, but made no effort to regulate them or provide even the most basic of services to their inhabitants. The people who called the place home subsisted on bushmeat, which included anything that walked in the rainforest. The exact whereabouts of the villages and the names of the families who lived in them were unknown to the outside world. It had taken him the better part of a day to reach this place, even with his GPS unit pointing him in the right direction. Finding these villages was like a mad scavenger hunt, a lesson he had learned during his first visit to the West African Republic during the 2014 Ebola outbreak. A genetic engineer by trade, Vanderhausen had been part of the World Health Organization's response team deployed to Liberia to combat the spread of hemorrhagic fever. Once on the ground, he had discovered that the team had little use for his scientific expertise. Instead, they needed people on the front lines, trekking out to the rural villages, isolating the infected, educating the superstitious villagers about quarantine measures, and how to safely dispose of corpses. He had spent weeks tramping around the jungle in constant fear of the deadly virus, wild animals, bandits, and ignorant villagers who were suspicious of everyone. It had been a life-changing experience. He had come to Africa with a burning zeal to help the afflicted, to make the world a better place. He had left with the realization that sometimes the only way to fix a thing was to burn it down and start over. That and one other thing, he had also brought a little souvenir of his stay in West Africa, an ampule of human blood teeming with the Ebola virus. He could still recall the heady mixture of exhilaration and panic he had felt when smuggling the sample out. It had been much easier than he had anticipated. Everyone trusted the scientist. Of course, things had not exactly gone according to his plan after that. His fumbling attempt to sell the sample might have gotten him arrested, if not for the intervention of the man who now stood beside him, staring down at the nameless village.
"That's the place?" Vigor Roan asked.
Roan was Bulgarian. Vanderhausen recognized the distinctive Sofia accent. His voice was gravelly and irritable, like someone who had woken up with a hangover, except Roan always sounded that way. He was big, 6'2", with a broad-shouldered physique of a footballer, and ugly. His face was pockmarked, like someone who had taken a double-barreled shotgun blast of rock salt. One of his ears looked like a cauliflower floret. Vanderhausen felt quite certain that the man was no scientist, but Roan always asked the right questions. He was either more intelligent than he appeared, or he was being coached by a remote mentor. Probably both. Vanderhausen nodded and waggled his GPS unit.
"I tag the devices just to be sure that no one tampered with them.
And we'll be safe here?"
"Technically, we could get a lot closer. This isn't some run-of-the-mill infectious bioweapon," he smiled, recalling how Roan had used very similar language 2 months earlier during their first meeting.
Roan had found him just 5 minutes before his first attempt at selling the Ebola virus to a man in the Stockholm underworld. Roan had appeared out of nowhere, warning Vanderhausen that the meeting was a setup. They had left together, narrowly escaping the tightening police dragnet.
"My employer has noticed you," Roan had told him. "You are an amateur, playing a dangerous game with no idea of the risks you face, but my employer admires your initiative.